Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Do changes in the music industry have you nostalgic for the days when we all bought and listened to entire albums? Daniel Goldmark, associate professor of music at Case Western Reserve University, reminds us of a time well before vinyl when music was also sold by the song and the sheet.
Imagine being able to buy songs of every style or genre, from old favorites and racy new songs to dance crazes and movie themes, all costing basically the same. While this sounds like iTunes, what I'm describing is how people were able to buy songs in the form of sheet music more than 100 years ago. Technology notwithstanding, the American music industry hasn't changed much since it first took off in the late 19th century. Back when the music business was based almost entirely in New York City, pop songs were written to be sold for people, mainly women, to play in their homes, as well as songs for musicals, shows, music teachers, and students. Most of the publishers cranked out their songs just a stone's throw from the theaters, beer gardens, and dance halls where they hoped people would hear these popular tunes being performed and want to buy a copy of the sheet music to take home with them. So many publishers ended up in the same block, 28th Street between Broadway and 6th Avenue, that this geographic music-producing nucleus got its own name, Tin Pan Alley. And while the theaters and publishers moved further north in Manhattan, Tin Pan Alley stuck as the name used to describe the cookie-cutter, mass-production style of writing pop songs that conjure up images of love and mother and invariably featured words like moon, croon, tune, and so on. A 1929 Broadway play by George Kaufman and Ring Lardner satirized what many saw as the musical pap Tin Pan Alley produced. The play was called June Moon. Nowadays, we still have large companies cranking out songs that they hope will either ride the popularity of current musical tastes or possibly become a trendsetter and start a new craze. Tin Pan Alley publishers laid the groundwork for the modern music industry by flooding the market with thousands of forgettable songs in the hopes that just one would become a hit.
That was Daniel Goldmark of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Brass band, ain't you coming?